Talking down with Davey Jones from Apache Farmer Co-op. And Davey, you're in the process of rolling out your membership, a kind of a unique umbrella set of services that could help them manage risk and help them with a lot of different aspects of their production system. Tell me about how you got, you know, you started thinking about this whole concept.
Well, it's kind of been a process as agriculture has changed, and as specifically the input cost in agriculture have changed, it's become a much riskier way of life. As we've watched that unfold, we've noticed that there's certain things that, looking backwards, if our producers had taken certain steps, then they could have really negated a lot of the consequences, the negative consequences of these risks when they do play out to their disadvantage. So we began to look at some things that as a co-op that we might do and some services we might provide and that would help them plan ahead and manage those risks a little better. So about 2.5 years ago, we began to kind of put together the pieces of the puzzle and as droughts and price volatility of both inputs and marketing or the crops and the livestock that we market, as they've become more erratic, it really seemed to pick up the pace of the need to make that come to fruition a little quicker. So we've stepped up our pace in trying to pull all those plans together to get the right products, the right services. And now we're at the point of the right kind of communication to the members about what it is that we're trying to do, how it is that we feel like that will be a benefit to them, and get them familiar with the process of managing risk. And so tonight, as we meet with some of our members here in Chickasha, that's kind of our goal, is to give some examples of what risk management really are, or what it includes, but then also lay out a bigger picture vision of what it is that we're trying to accomplish and how we think that benefits them.
And you've actually got kind of a name for this overall umbrella effort that you're working on.
Right. To kind of make this happen, one of the things that was necessary was to create an agency, because we will be doing some work in the insurance area, so it needed to be a separate entity. And so we created a company, and the name of the company is Ag Risk Management and Insurance Agency. And it's risk management on the one hand, and it involves insurance, because one way of managing risk is to shift that risk to another person or another entity. Mm-hmm. So as you buy insurance, what you're saying is, you know, I'd rather pay the price of a small premium and then shift the risk of that this represents to an insurance company. And so because we're doing insurance, we created a different entity to be the risk management and insurance part of what we do at Apache Co-op.
So how do you envision this being more than just another, you know, crop insurance agency?
That's a good question, and it'll be even more than crop insurance. It'll go into farm and homeowners. It'll go into life insurance, medical insurance. And I think the reason that it's different, first of all, it's co-op owned. So the people who are buying from the company, from the agency, and doing business with the agency actually own it. So I think that's unique in itself. But I think the more significant difference is that it gives our producers a place where they can come to one place, they can examine the risks that are out there, kind of identify those risks, prioritize them, come up with a game plan, and then have some place where they can periodically stop and evaluate how it's working. I don't know anywhere else you can go where you can get all those services at one place. You could go to the co-op and kind of help manage your input risks and manage your marketing risks, but if you also had input finance needs, you'd go to the bank to do that, and the bank don't really know so much what's going on at the co-op. And then to do your farm and your crop insurance, you go to a different person in a different company, and they may or may not always be aware of everything that's going on in the other aspects of your business. So I think the most unique thing about what we're wanting to provide is a one-stop shop, not so much for convenience, although it'll be convenient too, but a place where one company knows everything that you're doing to try to manage risk and can make it work kind of in harmony with one another instead of fighting against itself sometimes.
Now part of what I know that you've thought about trying to do is you're starting obviously with your home co-op, Apache Farmers Co-op, with your locations, but you've indicated to me that you've got an interest of trying to take this beyond just this local situation.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, if this proves to be advantageous for our members and our co-op, then it stands to reason it would be a good thing for other co-ops across Oklahoma for sure, and maybe even beyond. If it's a good service, provides valuable benefits to the members, provides an additional revenue stream to the co-op and gives the members a good, reliable place to do an overall risk management plan, then I think it's something that other co-ops would want to take a look at. And, you know, we're kind of pioneering it, but we'd be more than happy to work with other co-ops and help them establish this same kind of service in their town or in their communities for their members. And so I think long-term, yeah, we would like to see it turn into something larger than just something Apache Co-op did for our locations and our members.
You know, almost kind of like franchising it with and cooperating with these local cooperatives then.
Yeah, you could sure put it that way. You know, it would be an idea and a business model that would be shared with other co-ops. And, you know, maybe every co-op doesn't want to form their own agency and find their own companies that that they can write the insurance through. And so, you know, the agency that we've created may be the agency that kind of works through all of the other co-ops. But the other risk management things that happen in the inputs, the marketing, and all those things, you know, those would all be done primarily through that local co-op. And then what we would do would just kind of come up alongside that and reinforce their services to their members.
This is we've had a couple of tough, pretty tough years. So you're really approaching these guys when they've been thinking a lot about risk management and dealing with drought and how do you survive from one year to the next. So I would think that you might have a fairly receptive audience.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate that that's the case, but sometimes we have to be moved to a point of desperation before we really open our minds up to alternate ways of doing things such as managing risk. So I think you're right. It's, you know, it's an opportune time to be approaching this idea and to be unveiling this idea to our members. I think, you know, the timing of it really couldn't be more acceptable in terms of people being willing to take a look at it.